Radio has correctly been called the theater of imagination. Listeners were essential partners in the creative process on programs like Suspense, Lights Out, Inner Sanctum, and
The Subgenius Hour of Slack.
I'll tell my daddy not to steal anymore, and I'll make him get a real job.
Yeah, pretty soon.
Yes, dear friends, this Hour of Slack, number 979, is really Susie the Floozy's future rerun. A future from 1999, about tomorrow's future, which begins on X Day.
No, Bob. Please, gotta get off. Oh, man. Oh, it ain't X Day yet, but... Oh, looks like I'm just ahead of the clock radio. Okay, this is it, this is it. Okay. 10, 9, 7, 8, 5, 3, 4, 3, 2.
Monday, July 5th, at 7 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time.
Oh, man. Bob, not again. Hell. Oh, at least I'm getting used to it by now. Okay. Well, I guess the next step is the inevitable vicious taunting at the hands of evil Susie. Yeah, that's the way it always plays out. Ah, jeez Louise, I can actually hear that heartless bitch warming up that abrasive cacklers. All right, you cow, come on, let me have it. You're in my bill stash!
Urine is right, Floos. Why do you have to stash them under the toilet? They're all tangy.
Spit them out! Come on! Some of that's for an actual emergency.
Let me go. I don't want to live anymore.
Hell, get your head out of the damn...
Oh, man.
Oh, what gives? Does Freaky Friday fall on a Monday this year? This post-X-Day suicide blues thing is my shtick.
Bite me.
Hey, this isn't the evil Susie I know and fear. Hey, where's your usual ice pick and my gut sense of jollity, huh? I mean, aren't you at least gonna try to shank me? My guard's down?
Oh, I bother stabbing you. This whole damn thing just hit home and... Oh, Christ, on a segue, but it sucks. This means that I'm facing a damn future. The same old crap over and over. Like a marathon run through the Flintstones' damp living room and sugar. Oh, this psychotic bimbo ain't gonna take it no more. Come on, you gotta have more than one pill stash around here. Oh, hey, look out! It's the Cleveland Steamer Chicks. Oh, it's full of so many memories. Oh, evil Susie, look. Here's a picture of you actually shaking me.
Oh, man.
Oh, remember
the flat capsule I've ever seen.
You.
I'm going to have to unhinge my jaws for this one.
Hey, there's where I put that 2-for-1 squid cube on. Oh, damn, it's expired, wouldn't you know? Hey, I wonder where that thing was that I was supposed to bury back in 98.
Thing? Barry?
You know, after the first X Day bust.
What kind of thing?
Yeah, it's a capsule, a time capsule. As I recall it, it was a pretty foul last show in it. Susan, please try to hit the bathtub with that. Oh, man.
friend. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives. And remember, my friend, future events such as these will affect you in the future. You are interested in the unknown, the mysterious, the unexplainable. That is why you are here. And now, for the first time, we are bringing to you the full story of what happened on that fateful day. We are giving you all the evidence, based only on the secret testimony of the miserable souls who survived this terrifying ordeal. The incident, the places. My friend, we cannot keep this a secret any longer. Let us punish the guilty. Let us reward the innocent. My friend, can your heart stand the shocking fact about
that magnificent future that can be ours?
Is a story of the future, but not the very distant future. It is a story that might have taken place the day after tomorrow. Like all stories of the future, however, its beginnings lie far back in the past.
Listen, the clock is ticking. Time is moving forward. Permit me to take artistic liberty and do what only can be done in stories. Stop the clock. Let's go backwards in time. This is a flashback. We are in another era. Come. We'll move in closer.
Hey, come on.
Right up front there.
We'll wait.
Thank you. Hey, hey, move in, friend. Right here.
Hey, Warren, but out of my way. Hello, seekers. Welcome to the Bob Slack Time Funhouse Time Capsule. This is 1998, and I'm Sister Kay Sarah Sarah. And tonight, I'm taking you all on a voyage beyond space and time. Yes, we're going to trip the future, right, fantastic seekers? The future's been barreling down on us forever, but, oh, for some reason, now that we're suspended upon the pinpoint of the millennial turn, it seems that everybody's finally starting to look up and take notice. Because, seekers, the future isn't in the future anymore. It's here right now, and you're soaking in it. Oh, it's tempting to go and do a future suck show, but I won't give in to that. That isn't correct. The correct thing to do would be to do the future will suck show. And that's the beat of the future, baby. And the future's gonna be beating us. That which we've come to anticipate and dread is going to be crashing into our very laps. And ooh, just think of it. It's going to change everything you've ever known. Pretty soon, the year 2001 will be just as passé and outdated as 1984 became. And what's more, every popular product ever made called the Ham Slammer 2000 and such like will automatically be rendered obsolete by the simple turn of time. Oh, but this time around, it's going to entail a lot more than just another casual flip of the calendar page. Oh, baby, there's much more to it than that. Thanks to the turn of the millennium, we're plunging headlong into a big-ass major time cycle change here. Just think of it this way. to the yet unspawned generation Y2K. Our contemporary time will mean next to nothing. Oh, and the next cycle, this ultra-modern current era we inhabit. Oh, our precious 1990s and all its splendors, including you, will not just be treated like something from the last decade or even the last century, but will instead be relegated to the rubbish heap of the last 1,000 years. That's right, lumped in with the Crusades, the Black Plague, and the War of 1812. Oh, that's right, to the already jaded elitist of the future, 1998 will be about as timely as 54, 40, or 5. Oh, and that 19-something prefix on your birthday? Oh, that's going to be a major line in the sand. Sorry to break it to you like this, you old fart. Oh, yes. The future. Jeez. Oh, I never thought it'd come to this. Oh, without the promise of X Day, we're forced to contemplate the future. Oh, what does the future hold? Oh, I don't know. Nobody knows. But I can tell you one thing for sure. Things are more like they are now than they've ever been before. And, you know, I bet that's going to be a continuing trend. Have you forgotten what Bob said in a fight with neighbors back in 1953? You'll all be eating roach crap by the turn of the century. Well, the century has turned, so line up with your crap bowl, baby. Because we're entering the much vaunted future. Not the popular science future of glistening chrome and plexiglass, but a future crammed full of angst and pain and entropy. Oh, it's all gonna be a concrete-covered world of rotting stucco, strip malls, and reeking toxic swill. Oh, it's gonna be a futuristic paradise, all right, but only for the supersonic Nazi hell creatures from the corporate sin galaxy or whatever invading fleet shows up to kick over our last crumbling tombstone and laugh at us. Yes. The future is prophesied by the blessed free scriptures of our subgenius faiths shall come to pass, and yea, yea, oh, the earth shall gasp its last breath in the bilge-filled trenches of a dying planet as it and our precious future go belly up. Oh, but seekers, remember, it's not the end. It's the beginning of the end. Oh, yeah.
And while we honor the past, let us imagine the future.
It's time to move ahead. Push the clock forward. Let's catch up to time.
Laser wart removal. Wow, the future is here.
By gum, it worked. I've awakened in the future. Moon pie. What a time to be alive.
Come on, read my future for me.
You haven't got any.
What do you mean?
Your future is all used up.
Hello, Mr. happens tomorrow?
Well, the town marshal has no control over tomorrow.
Well, let's go in now. We got nothing to do but wait for tomorrow and see if we're remembered or forgotten.
A psychologist named William Marston, in a 2-year period, asked 3,000 persons this question: what have you to live for? He was shocked to find that 94% were simply enduring the present while they waited for the future, waited for someone to die, waited for something to happen, waited for children to grow up and leave home, waited for next year, waited for another time to take a long-dreamed-of trip, waited for tomorrow. 94%, the big group. People who are simply enduring the present while they wait for something they hope will be good to happen to them in the future.
There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow's just a dream away.
Get yourself a dream and a vision. That's your future. And if you want to have a good future, see, today is yesterday's future. And what you did yesterday determines the quality of your today's.
There's a party slogan dealing with the control of the past. Repeat it, if you please.
Who controls the past controls the future. Who controls the present controls the past.
Good. Is it your opinion, Winston, that the past has any real existence?
No.
Then where does the past exist, if at all?
In records it's written down, in the mind, in human memories.
But we, the party, control all records, and we control all memories. Then we control the past, do we not?
But how can you stop people remembering things? How can you control memory? You've not controlled mine.
On the contrary, you have not controlled it. That is what has brought you here. Set the machine for 2,000.
Yes, comrade.
This time it won't hurt you, Winston. Keep your eyes fixed on mine. Now, how many fingers am I holding?
Please kill me.
You can meditate on these situations, do these symbols, say these words over the situation, and it can alter the effects of that situation, even though it's been in the past. And that you could do that for the future, that you could slow down time, that you could speed up time using these methods. And of course, it always gives us examples.
We always have to be trying to shape the future, and we need your help to do that. Keep your eyes on the future.
Life is over. Lead us the way to the future.
A child born in 1998 may well live to see the 22nd century.
Sex changing, changing, changing. Man is woman, woman is man. Even your brain is not your brain.
For the future.
Howard?
Howard.
For the future. For the future.
Let's take a walk, Howard.
Way the future.
Give me a hand here, will you, Glenn?
The way the future. The way the future. The way of 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 the future.
Stay here. I'll be right back. You understand, Howard?
The way of the future.
The door. I'll get a doctor. No one sees him like this.
And man became as evil. Man became as God. And man became as devil. Tomorrow will be the 22nd century. Tomorrow will be the 22nd century. Tomorrow will be the 22nd century. It will be, it will be, it will be.
Let that be our gift to the 21st century. God bless you, and God bless the United States.
God help us in the future.
The future is now. The technology is here. The effects could be terrifying. One of the clearest prophecies of the Bible is on the threshold of becoming reality.
What will become of the world tomorrow in the thoughtless hands of the unsatisfied? There is no easy answer. With patience and understanding, most of these lost souls can find their way back to reality. As for the incorrigibles, they must simply be written off as casualties of our times.
That's the future, and that's what's going to happen. You know, we're lucky to be riding this juggernaut because at least we're not in front of it.
It's going to be up to you. It's going to be up to you. What are you going to let happen to this planet? What are you going to do about it?
There will be wheeling and jeering and gnashing of mandibles on the last day. Sackcloth, ashes, laundry bags full of old dry cleaning, and in general, jubilation in the streets. But it won't come without a considerable strain on the wallet and on the soul and on the capacity for belief to take that leap of faith in the dark which will propel us all into the unknowable chaos of the future.
A chilling vision of things to come.
You'll witness a compelling drama of life in an all-too-possible future where Christianity is outlawed and believers are treated as criminals. It is masterfully woven with a startling documentary on the technology that already exists to create this horrific future. The experts agree.
Title. It's so very exciting. Please watch how you can get it. 2001, Countdown to Eternity.
2001, Countdown to Eternity. In 2000, astronomers and meteorologists predict ominous and imminent catastrophes from space.
Listen, this is your future. This is your life. This is the world your children and your grandchildren will have to live in the 21st century.
In that spirit, let us lift our eyes to the new millennium. How will we mark that passage? It just happens once every 1,000 years. This is crazy.
Everybody at one time or another thinks about the future.
Will there be cars that fly? I wonder if I'll have a Monday morning. Will there be cities in the sky? I wonder if they'll wonder about the days ahead. Like I do when I'm thinking.
They call it the new city, the secular city, the city of man. The big, glamorous, glittering city of tomorrow, with its soaring buildings, its stunning apartments, its magnificent freeways and marinas and airports, its geodesic domes. It's a beautiful city for many people, a beautiful age that's being born, with the richest possibilities for life ever known to man. Greater travel, far greater communication, greater knowledge, more possessions, more life, more of everything, for certain people anyway. But in this new city, a new voice is heard, a voice that cries in the concrete wilderness that God is dead, that Christianity is finished.
Fellow scientists, what delicious conformity! Imagine all reactions completely, utterly, precisely alike. Think of the unbounded horizons of science, when we can make all mankind look, act, think, feel, hope, desire, dream, buy and sell, inhale and exhale, exactly alike.
Oh, happy day when miracles take place, and scientists control the human race. When we assume authority of human chromosomes, and assembly line women, conveyor belt men, settle down in push button homes. Oh, happy day when all the cells conform, and the exceptional becomes the norm. When from a test tube we produce gargantuous hormones, and assembly line babies, conveyor belt storks, only come to push button homes. So much of this, so much of that for the ears and eyes. So much of that, so much of this for the toes and thighs. Pour in a pot, stir up a lot, that's the basic plan. What have we got? I'll tell you what we've got, man-made man.
Oh, happy day when we can choose their looks from formulae in scientific books, and add their personalities from psychiatric tomes.
And assembly line women, conveyor belt men, settle down in push button homes.
Oh, happy day when all the world can see a healthy, hearty, hale humanity. When even tired businessmen have hair upon their domes,
Slenderella-type mothers and muscle beach dads living in gymnasium homes.
Oh, happy day when in collective brains no individuality remains. We'll be a race of busy bees and happy honeycombs,
with automaton couples, mechanical guests, getting gassed in self-service homes. Chick after chick, chick after chick, rolling off the line. Chick after chick, chick after chick, in the same design. Nobody thin, nobody fat, everybody stacked. We guarantee they're gonna be firm and fully packed.
Yeah, they know how to build them.
Feel our plastiflesh. So real. Warm, even.
I love technology. Hmm? Yeah, they used to have inflatable dolls. Now they got this.
Who needs a lover? An old-fashioned linear lover. When you can have...
Relationships? Who's got the time anymore? There's no time for anything anymore. This is the future. This is...
Nasty.
day when we come home from work. Drop in a pill or two and watch it perk. We'll even dream hypnotic dreams to soothe our weary heads.
Every rubber foam husband and beauty rest wife trundling off to slow motion beds. Get out of bed to infrared ultraviolet light. Sit down to eat where Bill the Heat warms the food just right. No need to fret, get in a jet, off to work you spin.
Or better yet, stay home and let wifey phone you in.
Oh, happy day when boys and girls on dates can tell electrically if they are mates. If he goes for her kilowatts and she enjoys his ohms, you can bet your magnetic combustible shirt they'll wind up in high voltage home.
Yes? Who is it?
Relationships. Who's got the time anymore? There's no time for anything anymore. This is the future.
One's coming on to me. Yoo-hoo, Mr. Robot!
I really wish they wouldn't scream.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. This sticks all over.
This must be a human.
Are you a human? Do you stink? Do you hate your smell? Would you like to smell like me?
I smell like plastic.
Do you smell like plastic? Do you want to smell like plastic? Do you want to be plastic? We are plastic. We smell good.
You do not smell good.
You stink.
You've got to listen to me. Elementary chaos theory tells us that all robots will eventually turn against their masters and run amok in an orgy of blood and kicking and the biting with the metal teeth and the hurting and shoving.
How much time do we have, Professor?
Well, according to my calculations, the robots won't go berserk for at least 24 hours. Oh, I've got to carry the watch.
This is the sound of time. Seconds, minutes, hours, days. Time moving forward. The ticking of the clock sets a pace, and no one dares fall behind. The man working in that laboratory, a scientist. The formula used yesterday, outmoded today. And there is a doctor. New drugs, new treatments. These men must keep pace with time. And now observe that man, the one carrying a briefcase, a salesman. He too must keep pace, not with formulas or drugs, but with people. His stock in trade is people, and people change.
I hate to complain about this age of space with its anti-gravity boots, sprouting antennas on top of our heads, and these Captain Video suits. Oh, my heart yearns back to a far greater time when people could wear what they chose. Back in the days when all the girls wore sensible, sensitive clothes. Cast back your minds and I think you'll recall that the 50s were the coolest days of all.
That sounds real sweet. But it strikes me that all this is kind of old-fashioned. Man, things have changed.
Rocket ships and jet airplanes and monorails and modern trains and travel signs to make you want to go.
appliances and power tools and outdoor carpet on your patio. Things have changed. Things have changed. Everything you'll find them orange, blue, and green, and every kind of magazine to read. Shopping malls and supermarkets, barbecues and fuels to spark it.
Beauty aids and suntan lotion, wires that reach across the ocean.
Things have changed in every way.
Faster cars and motor scooters.
Things are changing every day.
Credit cards and big computers.
Things have changed, you must admit it.
No one could deny that things have changed. Things have changed.
Time, always advancing. The ticking of the clock has carried us into a new age. New concepts, new thinking, new challenges. To meet them, you must first know them, understand them. Let's push the record needle back and allow it to wander across the grooves. Let's listen again to the...
This is...
I can't afford a carriage, but you look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two.
Cartoons anymore, ever.
But Mom, if you take our cartoons away, we'll grow up without a sense of humor and be robots.
Really? What kind of robots?
Touché.
Thank you.
would you like to smell like me? I smell like plastic.
In these days of modern time, when you can't tell the ACs from the DCs, well, aren't we all yearning for someone who can turn on a little stopping power? Dear friends, I mean a smoky glass. Don't you think I mean a lightning rod with which to chase these spooks away?
The future of the Earth world, and this is the truth, the future of the Earth world is positive, progressive. We promise you, we brothers of the light and space, promise you infinitely and definitely that the future of the Earth world will be a positive, progressive. And when they land, it will be a day of days. Can you imagine what it would be like to have these 33,000 very intelligent, advanced spiritual beings to come down into this negative consciousness, this negative atmosphere? The whole world will immediately have a step up, and a big one.
Think not.
Becomes a world of coldness, a world of mechanical robots.
What kind of robots?
Of steely places that serve only machines and equipment. Of dry places where the heart withers and beauty and love and tenderness die away.
Look, I don't know what the hell your point is.
Without Christ, this world is Chicago's O'Hare Airport.
What?
At 3 o'clock in the morning.
What is that supposed to mean?
A maze of cold, efficient corridors without color, without growing things. Without any reminder that man is more than a passenger in a jet that can make 1,000 miles per hour.
The fundamental things apply as time goes by.
But nothing can change the shape of things to come.
We are the dead. Our only true life is in the future.
Will I find gladness? Forget my sadness. What will my future be?
I ask all Americans to support our project to restore all our treasures so that the generations of the 21st century can see for themselves the images and the words that are the old and continuing glory
of America.
Did Monica Lewinsky perform oral sex on you?
Now, I do that all the time.
Mr.
For men and women, forever.
Day when the great master time will call us to his side, and you watch your brothers shake with fear as they watch his serpentine. You can smell their fear as they stand and curse the fact that they're alive.
Let me live,
let me live, let me live, and never worry about tomorrow,
tomorrow.
Why ever worry about tomorrow?
But I can't tell the future. I really can't. I don't know what's going to happen. No one really does. I have a certain feeling in a certain direction, but I'm not going to say what it is. You know? But I just want to say that for right now, you know what I mean? Wink. This is the last tune.
America's flag, marking the unbroken connection between the deeds of America's past and the daring of America's future.
Of American history.
But nothing can change the shame of things to come.
Oh, is it over already? Oh, hello, Seekers. Yeah, I was just taking Robert Tilton's advice there and getting myself a dream. Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry to be such a clock teaser on you tonight, but ooh, consider the crap I had to work with. Oh, let me riffle through these albums. Oh, we heard a lot of Up With People, including that last surfy number, A New Tomorrow. Oh, man, they went through some changes. All of them uncredited. And then we heard some Brother Mays Jackson, Plan 9 from Outer Space, more Up With People, the Robo-Tunes, some Firesign Theater, Rory Gallagher, Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet, Salvation, the new rock musical about Jesus, music from Mathematics featuring the IBM 7090, playing Bicycle Built for Two, and you know, it wasn't dated, but it looks like it's from about 1965. I bet this was the inspiration for HAL 9000. What do you think? Oh, it's the Little Steve Miller Band, Patsy Cline, Patty Page, Dottie West, Earl Nightingale, Elmer G. Letterman, the Princeton Triangle Club, Lil Abner, the original musical comedy version, with Oh Happy Day, about, oh, scientists and their plans for our wonderful future. Oh, Martin Mull popped in there a little bit. And then we heard a bit from Wild in the Streets, Max Frost and his Stormtroopers playing various mangled versions of The Shape of Things to Come. The Fairborn High School Marching Band. Yeah, you can tell where the hell that's from. I know it's from 1967, since we're time traveling, that's so appropriate. A Little Bit Tomorrow May Come by May Blitz. A Counter to Jim Nabors, that downer man singing Tomorrow Never Comes. A little Andy Williams, some Alan and Rossi, more Up With People, Love, another Christian musical by Otis Skilling, Joe Logano and Mixed Company, and Jan Howard. Oh, we heard a few pinches from The Simpsons, and Dr. Al and Stang showed up there. Oh, geez, what else was in tonight? A little Uriel, some Robert Tilton, 1984, a radio play version with David Niven. Oh, and the Buggles doing Living in the Plastic Age. Oh, anything from the 80s era certainly counts as plastic in my book. And for background, oh, we had Ferrante and Teicher, Percy Faith, the Spurlow Band, some religious band doing secular music, doing that wretched version of 2001 that opened the show, the Sounds of Our Times, Lenny D at his organ again, can't keep him off, Lawrence Welk, Andre Costolanitz, Sam Taylor, and oh, who else is there? Oh yes, a little Billy Vaughn. Man, it was jam-packed tonight. Oh, yeah. The future. I spit on the future. Oh. I had about enough of technology when they came up with a cassette recorder and the VCR. Well, Brother Vox Mutantis and his celebrating fighting Bob Robot is pretty amazing, but still, I mean, if only they'd gone ahead and developed scratch and sniff radio like I wanted. Oh, but I'm glad everything's on its way out, Seekers, because I ain't inclined to stick around for a bloodbath, especially when it's my own. Because I kicked that old hope habit, but good. Unlike the starry-eyed visionaries we met tonight, who were mostly busy predicting world peace and scientific marvels. And then there was Criswell, the man who opened our show. I have in my collection three of his Vanity Press books of future predictions, ominously printed by a right-wing book publisher in North Carolina. Oh, Criswell was starry-eyed too, all right. But only he had the balls to predict stuff like Denver would turn into jelly in 1989 and suffocate everybody there, and
Then in 1988, a huge meteorite would splat flatten London and apparently not vaporize, because they were going to build a monument and a restaurant and stuff on top of it. And hey, maybe they never did come out with those clamp-on bikinis for men like he promised, but he did predict an outbreak of cannibalism in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania in the late 1960s, and that was where they filmed Night of the Living Dead. That's close enough for me, Seeker. So my ears pricked when I found out that he predicted the end of the world for next year, August 18th, 1999. That's right, Seekers. Another doomsday prophecy for us to cling to. Hi. Tried to get Stang to change the dates for next July's Dos Equis Day festivities in the Criswellian calendar. He wouldn't listen. Oh, but you can be sure that I'll be celebrating Criswell Day my own way, much like Criswell himself celebrated it for more years than he ever let on, since August 18th happens to be his birthday. And what a reason to party like it's 1999. As trite and cliched as that is, I'll do it if it means the hell trip through time will stop. Good night, Seekers.
Evil Susie, Evil Susie, are you feeling better, honey?
Yeah,
oh, you've thrown up an awful lot of audio tape. A little green around the gills. I think the worst of it's over. Well, hell, as long as you're down.
Ah, this is sweet.
Friends, you're listening to the Subgenius Radio Hour of Slack. Rerun of Susie the Floozy's Future Show. For more information on Bob, Susie the Floozy, the Church of the Subgenius, or anything else, check out www.subgenius.com or write to Subgenius Foundation, Post Office Box 181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 44118. And praise Bob, for he is the way of the future.
Way of the future. The 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 way of the future.
You are not safe.
The way of the future. 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 The way of the future.
This is the way of the future.
Way of the future.